for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
It's been a terrible afternoon by the Blues. Cruiser, the only winner. McGrath grabs it for Essendon. Siren will sound and the Bombers are going to win by 41 points. There it is. Carlton out of their misery. The Bombers by 41 points. And there's some heads hung low. Enjoy it. Bombers 41 point winners. .74 the Bombers to Carlton .4933. Carlton on a wintry afternoon have had their lowest score. They've been at some low points, but I reckon this is one of the real low ones. 4.9 is all they could manage. And in the end, the Bombers were far too good in pretty ordinary conditions. Tip and Woody, the leading goal scorer, with 3 goals, and the Bombers win by 41 points. See the Bombers fire up. They certainly did fly up, Kozer. I'll come to you, but 4.933 to take a word out of Bucky, who's a passionate Blue. Disgusting. 33 points in a game of AFL football is nothing short of disgusting.
Yeah, it's certainly no good at the moment. We might be able to get downstairs for an interview too very shortly. But the other thing is too, while we will focus on Carlton, this was no empirical effort by Essendon either. I mean, they've still got massive issues, the Bombers. Massive issues.
Well, they've got a lot of players out, but at least there was some resemblance, making some structure. They put their head over the ball. Their young players stood up. Their leaders stood up.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Yeah. It wasn't Carlton didn't have a dip. They just were terribly...
I think some of that mid-tier you talk about, like Guelphy, a breakout game for him today. Dylan Clark, like we'll talk about him probably at more substance in a bit. His job on Cripps and finding the football himself as well. I think teams are starting to find a formula, not that you really need to look too hard to really put Carlton to bed, is Matt DeBoer did it for GWS and went to Cripps, shut him down. Clark did it and was used offensively, but I think their leaders really stood up. Heppel, that was a class game, and then their two guys across halfback, Hooker and Hurley, were absolutely magnificent.
Well, it was a career high, Chuck, for Curtis Hire. Hooker, that 31 disposals is a best for him.
The Blues, Bucky, I mean, you can go in 100 different directions. They kicked 2 goals in the first quarter. So did Essendon. They then only scored 2 behinds in the second quarter.
Yeah.
They kicked 2 goals in the third quarter and 1 behind in the last.
About 2 quarters where they didn't score a goal.
Correct, wait.
I think they're going to be taking the footballs to all corners of the MCG, Chuck.
All right, well, if that's the case, Kozer, we'll get a break. We've sent Drew into the Essendon dressing rooms, but I think there might be a little pause. So let's get a breakaway. I can tell you on Sunday afternoon, on a cold, wintry day at the G, Essendon win over Carlton by 41 points on Live Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with the K-Rock Footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Serve Solar, including installation. All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Serve Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
There's a very special day coming up, Beatrice, and I've got big plans.
Oh, Bruce, you remembered.
I'll never forget that special day in 1982.
Yes, Bruce, it was wonderful.
Honestly, my life just wouldn't be the same without them.
Them?
Yeah, Kerr's Hire. They opened back in 1982. What did you think I was talking about?
Our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right.
Kerr's Hire. Local for over 30 years. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerrshire.com.au.
Imagine how much you could save using the sun to power your home. Now, imagine if someone else paid for half of the conversion. City to Surf Solar can show you how to take advantage of the state government's 50% solar rebate, which kicks in July 1st. Make hay when the sun shines, and the rebate could pay for half. Speak to City to Surf Solar now and beat the July 1 rush. T's and C's apply. So see if you're eligible with City to Surf Solar, Essington Street, Grovedale. citytosurfsolar.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Bombers by 41 points over the Blues. A very disappointing afternoon. They only managed 4-9, Carlton. We're going to head downstairs very shortly. Drew Jones is in the Essendon dressing rooms. They'll be relieved and happy because they're under a bit of pressure as well, and they've got up by 41 points. Drew Jones in the Essendon dressing rooms, paint a bit of a picture for us, Drew, downstairs.
Boys, a crowd gathering and the applause ringing through as Zach Merritt leads the Bombers into the rooms after a pretty comprehensive victory over Carlton, the grand old rivals this afternoon. They're about to ring up and do the song. We're going to be chatting to Andy McGrath, who had a big day today, 32 disposals. Once they get these pleasantries out of the way.
All right. Let us know, Drew. We'll get the song and then let us know. Here they go. Jubilant Bombers, 41 points. Drew, heading for a meeting, or do you think we might get hold of Andy McGrath shortly?
My understanding is we'll get Andy shortly.
All right, we'll come back upstairs.
Looks like the Madden Cup just being handed over to Dyson Apple.
You let us know once we've got hold of Andrew McGrath, and we'll go downstairs for our post-match interviews, of course, into the fifth quarter now to City to Solar Surf and Signature Homes, two wonderful sponsors on K-Rock Footy. City to Solar Surf, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essington Street in Grovedale, and they've been kind enough to offer us a $7,000 package for our best caller of the year at the end of the year. That is one certain prize that I'd be like to be in the running for. I know the Gov will be in it because he's a regular, and we'll draw the... I think it's going to be drawn, actually. Not the best call, but all of the callers have gone into a draw, and then we're going to draw the name out for the winner at the end of the year. Speaking of drawing names out, Coz, while we're waiting for our post-match interview, you believe that there might be a name drawn out of the hat to lead Carlton next week?
I'm just wondering, and look...
You think it's going to happen?
I just think the perception and the optics of what Bucky was talking about, the fact that... Michael Barlow and yourself both addressed the fact that they're looking lacklustre, they're looking like they don't want to be a part of it. At some stage, a club has to make a decision on what that looks like outside. And Brendan Bolton might be wonderful for green shoots and for everything else like that, but at some stage you have to say, you know what, we only managed four goals. In 100 minutes of football.
And it's four wins out of 44 now.
That's what I was going to ask you.
So while I'm not necessarily wanting to put him to the sword, I'm saying that the system, the way the mechanics work,
has to be
they can't get rid of 10 players, right? They can't do it that way. And there was a lot of players out there, Michael Barlow addressed it earlier, that are probably getting gifted games, that probably shouldn't be getting gifted games, that really should be playing in the twos. There's not the cattle, there's not the stock, but at some stage, sponsors and everything else has to be addressed. Brendan Bolton appears really good.
And I don't particularly agree with it, but the problem they have is there's a perception about Carlton that this is Carlton, and they don't want to be seen that way. But this you've just got to throw that perception out because and then this the is next... just not... I mean, Mick knows more than us, obviously, but this really is not AFL standard football. And it hasn't been... In regards, there's been some competitive games against Collingwood. You know, they were good. They came out and responded. But in regards to processes and structures, it's not AFL standard.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to go downstairs to the winning dressing rooms. And Drew Jones, I believe, has been joined by one of the prime movers today. The boy from Brighton Grammar was superb. Andrew McGrath downstairs with Drew Jones.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I do have Andy McGrath with me. 32 disposals today, Andy. Nice to get a win on the board, no doubt, after a little bit of pressure building up through the week.
Yeah, it's always nice to get a win. We had a few honest conversations throughout the week to nut out what was going wrong, and I guess we're really honest with our feedback, and I think that worked really well tonight. We fixed a lot of those key areas and beat them all across the ground, which is promising.
Certainly a lot of absentees forward of the ball. I mean, to see Jaden Laverty and you know Waller and a few other guys stand up when you need someone to come bob up and kick goals for you and put score on the board, how good is that?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of a maturing team. We've got a lot of, I guess, of our first 22 out at the moment injured, but you can't really dwell on that for too long. We've got a lot of good players that are up-and-coming players and young players that can fill the void, and it's great to see them hit a bit of form tonight.
Andrew, Darren Berry hosting upstairs with Ian Cohen. I've got Mickey Barlow upstairs and Heath Buck. Congratulations. I thought you played excellently well today. Tough conditions out there, pretty slippery, Andy, but to me your work rate today was something that really stood out.
Yeah, it's always tough. We knew the rain was going to come. We sort of had a look at the forecast and saw it would come at some point, and it did. So we knew we just had to outrun them, hunt the footy and surge it forward, and I think we did that pretty well throughout the day.
You mentioned honest conversations, and not to say you don't always have honest conversations, but we know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Can you just... Was that sort of player-led, or was that Woosher and the coaching staff to say, hey, this is not good enough, we need to improve in this area? How did those honest conversations come about?
I think when you lose a few in a row, you know something's not working. We weren't, I guess, ticking the boxes in all the key areas that we pride ourselves on, and we just came back to that, and it stemmed off our pressure on the ball and our work rate for each other, and I think tonight we did that really well. We played for each other, we cared for each other, and did everything as a team.
Andrew, Ian Cohen upstairs. If my numbers are right, it's your 21st birthday today, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Turned 21 today and had a good morning with family, and then I'll celebrate a little bit with my mates tonight.
Celebrate with your mates. You've just had a win at the MCG. You're playing good football yourself. The Bombers obviously got a bit of work to go, but hey, what sort of birthday?
Yeah, I'll just have a few quiet ones at home with my family and friends and regroup. We got the bye next week, so we'll recover well and get to work at the end of this week and prepare for Hawthorn.
So not Dale Thomas style then. You're actually Bush has given you a leave pass, has he?
Surely.
Yeah, we've got a week off, so we'll enjoy ourselves tonight and regroup towards the end of the week after a little break.
Koza, you and I, it would have been Sunday afternoon. G-Bung,
correct.
Depot, Star Bars,
tunnel.
And if you're still standing, Tunnel. But we won't encourage Andrew McGrath to do that.
And then an $8 hot dog at 4:30 in the morning.
Michael Barlow to fire the next one.
Andy, well played today, mate. 30-plus possession. I'm going to ask you about two of your teammates for two different reasons. I want to ask about Matt Guelphy. Does he peroxide his hair every weekend? Because I can't see any regrowth in that. And the second one is Dylan Clark, his job today, his directive on Patrick Cripps was super. He had 23 possessions and Cripps only the 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the answer about Guelphy is true. He's standing right next to me at the moment doing an interview, but it looks brighter and brighter every week, and he loves that. Yeah. And Dylan Clark did an awesome job today. He came in with a pretty daunting role of taking on arguably the best player in the competition, and I think he did an amazing job. He's just a worker, and he runs all day, tries his heart out, and I'm so happy that he got an opportunity to play on the best today.
Andy, Heath Bucky, mate, great game. Just back on Matt Guelphy, I don't know if you're probably too young, but there was a player in the 1970s and 1980s who used to play for the Tigers called Pretty Boy Jeff Raines. He was an absolute superstar, but he was as hard as a duck's beak. Now, Matt Guelphy looks like he's got the Hollywood looks, but we watched him very closely today.
Hard at it.
He's very, very courageous. When it's his time to go, he goes. He's courageous in the air, so you must love that part of his game.
Yeah, we love playing with Matt. You know what you're going to get from him, and he prides himself on his defensive work, and it's something that we really trust in him and something that we really value at the club.
Hey, boys. Sorry, Andy's just been called into a meeting, so we've got to cut this one short.
Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the 21st. Must be somewhere down.
Well, that was the greatest nickname, Jeff Pretty Boy Raines. That was a Lou Richards nickname, wasn't it?
Mm.
He was, God, he's a good player, Jeff Rhodes.
Yeah, just smooth mover. Used to hunch the shoulders and could take a high mark.
Oh, he's good.
He was a beautiful
player. Wasn't bad on the field either.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Great to... what are you talking about, Koza? Koza's packing up. He's had enough for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, my
Twitter's gone absolutely crazy about it. I mean, Tom Morris is having his say. Says it can't go on. Tom Morris is basically saying it'll be done in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, and that's going to be the hard thing. That's the reality for the Blues, and the reality for Brendan Bolton is that you can't serve this up time and time again against another bottom team, not be competitive and kick four goals.
Just before we go to the break, though, and I know it's easy to kick the coach in the touch, and I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Which is kind of wrong.
Time has to come. But I'm going to say to Michael Barlow, the only one of us three that's been out there on the big stage and done it beautifully for two clubs. I mean, Mick, what do you think, watching what you saw today? It was dispirited at times, and... Do you think, and again, I know you're not going to want to put the coach in the bin, is the sacking the coach going to get a better result for Carlton?
Well, today, watching, and I mentioned a lot, there was no connect. So you couldn't really establish what the brand was. And I think the longer the game went, Carlton play with ball in hand, they just wanted someone else to have the responsibility. And as soon as they got rid of it, it was a bit like, whew. So whether that's just a build-up of pressure on a player, on the group of players, and they're, you know, not able to fulfil their role as professional athletes and get the system right, or is it mixed messaging from the top? So we won't know. We're not inside the four walls, but considerable questions will be asked of the system and the coaching group and the players that they're brought in not being able to deliver at this stage.
But that what you said there, Mick, is exactly what Brendan Bolton says post every game this year, that there's a lack of connect between the midfielders and the forwards, a lack of connect between halfback and midfielders. So it's a consistent thing. So obviously it's been drummed into them, but they're just either not understanding the message or incapable of even putting it into play.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're going like this, I've been at a club, both Freo and my time at the Suns, in moments where 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, it's just been going horribly, and things would change week to week, which is the hardest thing as a player, when the messaging from one week is different the next week, and then you're changing the next week. Even at my better times at Freo, when we'd have a rough trot, Ross would always stick to the same philosophy, the same messaging, which would give you real clarity as a player. Yep. So the players, from my observation today, looked rattled, looked dispirited, I think, because just nothing was going right. You can't judge the effort. They try their hardest. You'll get the GPS after the game. They would have run further than Essendon and competed as hard, but they were just sloppy and couldn't connect.
Last one from me, Mick, and then we'll go to a break, come back and wrap things up from the MCG. I suppose what shocks me most, today was difficult conditions, in fairness. It was slippery and it was wet. And you said the effort was there. I don't disagree with that. The effort was there. So many skill errors from so many talented young players. Now, I know skill sometimes falls when you're under pressure or perceived pressure, but I'm staggered to both Bucky as a passionate Carlton supporter and you, Mick, who's been out there. They missed targets ad nauseum today, and not just the junior players. I reckon across the board, their skill level's really poor.
It's a lack of care with disposal as well, Chuck. So I get the ball, seemingly with a little bit more time than what they think they have, and just throw it on the boot at any cost without even looking. That's the most... It's not so much missing a target from 30, 40 metres. It's the ones where they get the ball, Mick, across half-back and just blindly kick around the corner.
They seem like a team that... The rot started early with that first goal for Heppel. Newman kicks out. Heppel intercepts, kicks the goal. If Newman flushes that down the middle and hits Petrescu-Seaton and he overlap handballs to Cripps and then gives it down and he hits away. Mackay, then there's an element of we're up, we're going, boys, but... They'd had the first four inside 50s, and then it just breaks your heart going the other way. So the mental toughness, the ability to put those bad results, little results in games, out of it and move on.
Well, we're going to get our final breakaway, and Bucky, you've got to do a couple of highlights for us. And Mick, you've got one more job before we close out to give us, after the break, the Steamatic standout. Don't panic. Call Steamatic for our standout player. It doesn't have to be the best, but someone that stood out to you as...
You're already up here in my head.
Standout. He's ready to go. Bucky's jotting down the mark and the goal of the day. Kozo, I know you've got to make hay while the sun
shines. It's been a great game this afternoon, though. Fantastic. But real highlight.
Thanks, Kozo, for your partnership today. Dale, I'll see you next weekend.
Keep 2 hours back.
Our chins up. See you, Ian. Good afternoon to you. Final break here, and then we'll come back to wrap things up from the MCG, where the Bombers were far too good today for a very dispirited, ordinary Carlton outfit who only kicked 4 goals in an afternoon of AFL football. The margin was 41 points. Back to wrap it up shortly on Live, Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
And now, K-Rock 955 presents Ways to Win or Lose at Kashioki.
This is how you lose.
One kiss is all it takes.
Having some lunch with me. Damn it!
This is how you win.
One kiss is all it takes.
Falling in love with me.
You don't even need to be a good singer.
All you got to do is finish the lyrics correctly and you win the cash. K-Rock 955's
Kashioki.
Be listening all day for your chance to win a share in thousands.
See the Melbourne Vixens clash with the Collingwood Magpies Monday, June 10 at Melbourne Arena. melbournevixens.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Hi folks, Neil Crompton here. Is your car trying to tell you something? Creaks, groans, thuds, knocks, squeals, shudders, and vibrations are common warning signs that something is wrong with your critical brakes, steering, and suspension systems. If your car is telling you something, don't wait. Book a Petters brakes, steering, and suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au. No bull.
A new land release in Warrawolly Central is launching soon. Live next door to great shopping at Warrawolly Village. Walk the kids to Armstrong Creek School. Take a class at the new community centre. Play footy at the sports ovals. All just seconds from your door. Live at the centre of everything at Warrawolly Central. Register your interest now. Visit warrawolly.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrawolly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
All done and dusted Sunday afternoon at the MCG. If you've just joined us, Essendon 11 goals, 8.74, easily over Carlton, 4.9.33. Unfortunately, the heat and the pressure is going to be well and truly on Princess Park this week. We said we wanted to see Irving Mosquito. Well, if you look out there now, boys, everyone's left, but he's out there doing a bit of fitness work, I reckon, out there with Maxi O'Sullivan, the fitness advisor out there for the Bombers. So an easy victory. Bucky, probably don't have to give us the full horror story, but a little for Curse Hire stats. Just give us a couple of little stats. And on the back of that, I'll go to Mick Barlow for our Steamatic standout.
Yeah, just quickly around the grounds, chuck it up the stadium. Second quarter, 6 remaining. Very close game. So it just shows you what a young side can do. Western Bulldogs, very, very young team this afternoon, taking it right up to the more fancy Eagles. They trail by 6 points, so very good game, 27-33. Just on the Curse Hire stat sheet, crowd of 50,423. Chuck saw the Bombers win by 41 points. Heppel, 36 touches, magnificent. McGrath, 32. Disposal efficiency down across the board for most of the midfielders. Hooker and had 31, that's a career best, 74% disposal efficiency for him. Darcy Parrish is the one. He's had 84% disposal efficiency in the wet, Chuck, and he's had 31 touches and kicked 2 goals straight. That's a career high for him as well.
Yep.
Michael Hurley, 28, 25 to McKenna Zarakis, 3 goals to McDonald Tupuwhiti from 13 touches, a couple of Laverty from... well, you have 12 disposals, 2 goals to Bagley. Newman, 23, the best for the Blues, but he was a shocker today. Cruiser, the best player for Carlton, 22 disposals. Won the ruck jaw. Walsh, 21. Cunningham, 21. And Paddy Tower, 21. That's about it, Chuck, for the Blue Boys.
Yep, that's the Curse Hire stats. Of course, we're in the fifth quarter. City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Great to have both of those on board for the fifth quarter action. And Steamatic, every week, give us the Steamatic standout player. You mentioned a couple of possibilities. Don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Michael Barlow's been in the special comments chair today for Goddings. Mick, who did you settle on as the Steamatic standout for the day?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it, Chuck. But it's probably five or six that I reckon I could have plucked from here, but I really like the game of Dylan Clark. He's going home tonight with 10 kicks, 13 handballs, 9 of those contested. He's had 10 tackles. So he's come to the ground, as we spoke with Andy McGrath in the rooms, he's come to the ground. You'd be a bit anxious coming to the ground knowing you're tagging Paddy Cripps. And he's put him to bed, and Cripps has had 11 touches. And even when the game was over late, he stuck to his guns, and Cripps only had the one possession in the last quarter. Cripps needs more help from his teammates, but Dylan Clark comes in, does the job, and they've found one there. So he's my Steamatic player of the day.
Like it, Michael. Just went a little bit left field there. I sort of had a few names down. I thought Dyson, Heppel and Cruiser in a losing side, and all the Darcy Parrish and Hooker, and you've just gone with someone that did a job.
Dylan Clark for his whole career now. He's just going to start as a tagger and end up being a 250-game player and four-time best and fairest of the season.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Before the highlights, the Hamlin hanger and also the goal of the day, Drew Jones is back from the Essendon dressing room. I would imagine drew a little bit of relief. Any injury concerns for St John of God, or what was the vibe in the Bombers rooms?
Just the ankle that needs to be looked at for Paddy Ambrose, who really laboured through probably the second half, but did a really manful job in the back line for Essendon. Was good today. That'll be monitored and scanned through the week. And just a quick one for you. After their bye, they play Hawthorn, and I was chatting to Jake Stringer just before. He's confident he'll be back for that game, as well as Dylan Scheel and Orazio Fantasia. So three massive ins
Dylan
for
Clark
clash against the Hawks.
Steamatic to out.
I don't reckon there's any chance that Dylan Clark will miss. He was superb today, keeping Cripps to 10 disposals.
Good work, Drew, by you. Boundary side, you got a little bit wet, but you've dried out now. And thanks so much for all your work throughout the afternoon.
Pleasure.
Most appreciated. There's one more thing to do, Bucky. You've done a pair of work for us, and you've got to give us, I don't care what order, but we've got the Hamlin Holmes hanger, the best mark of the day, and also the goal of the day.
Yeah, we'll start with the goal of the day. Chuck, in difficult conditions, he was well held early, McDonald, Tip and Woody, but he set the MCG alight in the second half, including this magnificent goal in the last quarter.
Boundary throw in, Tip and Woody crumbs it from the back, throws it onto his left boot, Phil Cracker style, and finds a hole through the eye of the needle, and he kicks his third of the afternoon.
It's like Irving Mosquito out there by himself, just having a bit of a run around, Chuck, on the MCG. Gets his opportunity to strut his stuff on the G.
He's got to get to Andrew McGrath's 21st birthday party, so he's just got to get his cardio in.
So McDonald, Tip and Woody electrifying. He kicked three today for the Bombers, and that was the best one. And, of course, the Hamlin Holmes hanger. Hamlin, proudly Geelong-owned and operated, built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Who finished with the Hamlin Holmes hanger? Mark of the day.
Yeah, difficult conditions today, Chuck, but our boy Jaden Laverty and Shirley, he he took a mark deep in the pocket in the second term on a pretty sort of pathetic performance by Callum Marchbank. But Laverty was good, and he actually slotted through a very, very classy goal from the boundary line as well.
Target up forward. Hamlin hanger, well contender. Laverty got his man underneath it and took a wonderful grab. It landed in the chest.
Certainly was the Hamlin Holmes hanger of the day, and I love it when Brian Alexander's back in the studio because he always provides...
This is dangerous.
This is dangerous. He always provides something a little extra. None of us know what he's got for us, but Brian, push the button. It's 40 points, though.
It is Bucky's margin of 40 points. He's just out the back with one of those stone wheels going round and round, sharpening up the axe. Freestyle.
Nice work, Bryzer. We don't want to, we'll be sort of joking about it. We don't want any coach to lose their job. But unfortunately, the story out of today's game may well result in that situation. And we know Bucky's a passionate blue bagger. We have a bit of fun. K-Rock Sunday afternoon. But the Blues are in a world of pain, unfortunately. Boys, time to go home on this cold, wintry night. To Brian in the studio for keeping us on the straight and narrow. Thank you to you. Davey Knott, the Sunday afternoon specialist, been doing it around the traps for a long, long time. Had a few issues today, Dave, and he just settled himself, composed, and got us back on track. And to all of the team. just had to have a cough attack. To Drew Jones on the boundary line, did a fine job. To my co-commentator, Ian Cohen, who's made a stage left exit really quickly. Michael Barlow, he's been here twice now. Right, thanks, Mick, for your work, mate.
Thank you, guys. No, I appreciate it.
Great stuff by Mickey Barlow and to Heath Buck. The pain continues for you. Keep your chin up, Bucky. I look forward to my Blue Heaven milkshake this week when we get there.
I'll change the name.
The end result, unfortunately for Carlton, was a dismal day. They only kicked 4 goals, 9-33. The Bombers got 11-8-74. The margin in the end was 41 points. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a tough one to call, but the Bombers, they sail away with a 41-point victory. You heard it all on K-Rock Footy.
What can the skipper do? He's tried to caress it. He's done it.
He might get a few more now, Newman. They've got
have
to
a look
again.
At him. They have another go.
Delivers it inside 50, back of the pack. Begley might see it through. Can he kick it? He does. Mid-air, sort of Daniel LaRusso style. Left footer. Looks really good off the boot. Goes to the line. Is it touched? The umpire gives it all clear. Tip and Woody overrun it. We might get a score here because Langford from 45 metres out kicks a goal a day. Just on cue, Koza, when it was going nowhere.
Plowman missed the mark. Out the back door was Francis. Gave to Parrish. Long shot from Parrish. Bombers got two in a row.
Wow.
Target up forward. Hamlin Hanger, well contender. Laverde got his man underneath it and took a wonderful grab. It landed in the chest. No mark can be taken. Oh, McDonald, Tip and Woody pounced and kicks an early goal.
Ouch.
You can't let a guy with that much skill have a clean run at the ball, Michael Barlow. 15 metres out from goal.
Curnow snaps it forward. It's touched off the boot. Paddy Down needed to realise. Got it back to Curnow and finally the Blues get something.
There is no clear passage of play until this one.
Oh, no!
Nervous Nick Newman slips over. No. They're going to run in and kick the easiest of goals.
Oh, no. Speaking of nervous, Hooker looked rather nervous, but he got around his opponent, kicked it to half-board, and Casbolt takes a Hamlin hanger. He came out in the end. It was uncontested, but a good attack on the footy and elevated.
Lightest bomber out there at 77 kegs. In he comes. Splits the middle. Pain continues for the Blues.
It's 40 points, though.
It is Bucky's margin of 40 points. He's just out the back with one of those stone wheels going round and round, sharpening up the axe. Restop.
Boundary throw in, Tip and Woody. Crumbs it from the back. Throws it onto his left boot, Phil Crocker style. And finds a hole through the eye of the needle, and he kicks his third of the afternoon.
McGrath grabs it for Essendon. Siren will sound, and the Bombers are going to win by 41 points. There it is. Carlton out of their misery. The Bombers by 41 points. And there's some heads hung low. Enjoy it. Bombers 41 point winners.
Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.